George W. Bush admits that he doesn't read many books, which is a contrast to Laura Bush, a professional librarian, who has had a lifetime love of reading. The president recently revealed that he doesn't read many news stories either, preferring instead to have his staff read the papers and tell him what they think is important for him to know. So, what does this president read? Far be it from me to say, but before he got us into the shooting gallery of Iraq, you'd think he would have at least read the memoirs of the first Bush, who directed a war against Iraq from the Oval Office. That would be George Herbert Walker Bush, W.'s father, whose book, A World Transformed, I highly recommend. Addressing why he didn't attempt a regime change in Iraq in the first Gulf War, Bush Sr. argued that doing what his son ended up doing would have been a disaster for the United States. Listen to his words. Trying to eliminate Saddam would have incurred incalculable human and political costs for America. Apprehending him was probably impossible. We would have been forced to occupy Baghdad and, in effect, rule Iraq. There was no viable exit strategy, violating another of our principles. Furthermore, Bush Sr. went on, going in and occupying Iraq, thus unilaterally exceeding the United Nations mandate, would have destroyed the precedent of international response to aggression that we had hoped to establish. Had we gone the invasion route, the United States could conceivably still be an occupying power in a bitterly hostile land. The words of George Bush the Elder, which fell on the deaf ears of his son. Columnist Georgie Ann Geyer reports that an ideological rift between father and son has been growing ever since George W. began obsessing about Iraq with theories of unilateralism and preemptive war. The father lived his life in the service of moderate and intelligent internationalism. His manners were always meticulously courteous, as he wooed even critics overseas to see the American position. The son has given way to a radical right that abhors international coalitions and manners. He mocks the world and denies any need for its help. He has turned the Middle East into a seething nest of anger against America and led the U.S. to a moment in history in which we now face threats of asymmetrical warfare from one end of the globe to another. Before our current President Bush goes further, he needs to pick up a good book. I'm betting his dad has one to suggest. This is Les O'Coin.